Some areas of our country are doing very well. Others are doing less well. It will probably, unfortunately, get worse before it gets better.
有說他們說是記者, 但實際上是不是這麼簡單呢? 我們也需要...
From this evening, I must give the British people a very simple instruction. You must stay at home.
We can no longer, from today onwards, be proud. We can no longer sit back and remain silent on the senseless, unlawful killing, sly racism of another human being based only on what? Their skin color.
We are worried that the Chinese Communist Party make use of the evil law to further suppress Hong Kong people.
This is all wrong. I shouldn't be up here. I should be back in school on the other side of the ocean. Yet you all come to us young people for hope. How dare you?
Hi everyone, and welcome to Where We Are with Nina Zoe Porter, your breakdown of all the key events in the world from the past 7 days, all in one bite-sized podcast. For today's episode, here's what happened in the world this week.
They say that the 24 people that died were all involved. There was 24 people and then one police officer. The 24 people were involved in this criminal organization. They've been planning it for 10 months. 200 police officers were involved in this operation. They're actually commemorating the result. But obviously, people in the communities, this is a solemn day.
Rio de Janeiro is one of Brazil's most violent cities, and vast areas are under the control of criminals, many of them linked to powerful drug trafficking gangs. Security forces are often accused of disproportionate force during their anti-crime operations. However, this week, what was branded as the deadliest police operation in Rio's history has left 25 dead, including a police officer. The raid took place in Jacarezinho, one of the city's largest slums known as favelas, on Thursday. It was carried out by about 200 police officers and included an armoured helicopter with a sniper. The area is dominated by Comando Vermelho, or Red Comando, one of the Brazil's largest criminal organisations. Residents say police killed suspects who wanted to surrender and entered homes without a warrant. However, police have denied any wrongdoing, saying officers acted in self-defence. A television helicopter filmed heavily armed suspects jumping from rooftops, while desperate residents posted videos on social media showing intense shootouts as they claimed police had invaded their houses and used excessive violence. On social media, shocking footage has been released of pools of blood in the area.
Polícia! Abre a porta, meu! Polícia! Abre, meu!
The raid and police brutality has led to widespread condemnation. United Nations Human Rights Office has strongly criticised the police raid and has called for an independent investigation, describing it as a long-standing trend of unnecessary and disproportionate police action. And next.
Our decision this morning is relatively simple and straightforward. First, we agree that Facebook had sufficient justification to remove Mr. Trump's January 6th posts for violation of the policy against praising or encouraging violent actors. Second, we agree that Facebook had sufficient justification to suspend Mr. Trump's account at least for the duration of what the Department of Homeland Security called a, quote, heightened risk of violence. But we hold that it was improper, that is to say, in violation of Facebook's own rules as well as generally accepted principles of freedom of expression, for Facebook to make that suspension indefinite.
This week, Facebook has announced its decision to uphold its ban of former President Donald Trump from their platforms after he was suspended from Facebook and Instagram on January the 6th following the storming of the US Capitol. The decision was announced by Facebook's Oversight Board, who were due to announce their decision last month but delayed the ruling in order to review over 9,000 public responses. On other platforms, Twitter has already said its ban of the former president is permanent, regardless of whether he runs for office in future, while YouTube will restore the former president's channel when it has judged that the risk of violence has decreased. Following the decision, Trump said, "What Facebook, Twitter, and Google have done is a total disgrace and an embarrassment to our country." Trump also announced this week that he will now be posting from his personal website, which he called "From the Desk of Donald J. Trump." The decision has sparked public debate. According to critics, this move generates some unease over the power of private US companies with global reach limiting freedom of speech, as well as the speech of world leaders.
They should ensure that where they think an influential user or a political leader, where they think there is potential harm, so really sort of imminent risk of violence and discrimination and lawless action, where they think that level of harm exists, they need to do a test and an assessment before they allow someone back on the platform if they've been suspended.
And finally, a Japanese campaign to cancel the Tokyo Olympics is gaining pace. According to the most recent polls, 80% of Japanese people want the Games to be called off. The petition, which was launched only days ago, is titled "Cancel the Tokyo Olympics to Save Lives." So far, around 200,000 people in Japan have signed the petition demanding the event, which was postponed from last year and is now due to open in less than 12 weeks on July 23rd, is scrapped due to the coronavirus pandemic. The campaign claims the Games cannot be held safely and argues the events has drained financial resources which could have been used to combat coronavirus. This petition comes as a state of emergency in Tokyo and major cities including Osaka and Kyoto is likely to be extended until the end of the month, despite being due to expire on the 11th of May. Just 2.2% of the Japanese population has been vaccinated, despite tens of millions of doses of unused COVID-19 vaccines piling up. Many people are worried about the vulnerable people in Tokyo.
We can't have Olympic, definitely. My mother is 91, so she's very vulnerable to the COVID things. I think maybe I will take her to the countryside to maybe two or three weeks away from Tokyo. It's more safe.
Health chiefs imported 28 million doses of the Pfizer vaccine in late April, but 24 million remain sitting in freezers. So, you're all caught up. That's where we are in the world this week. Be sure to listen next week to stay up to date on the latest news around the world. Search Where We Are with Nina Porter on all podcast platforms and subscribe today to get new episodes first.